cheer. It is I. Be not afraid. Lord, if it be thou, bid me come unto thee on the water.
Come.
Little faith. Wherefore didst thou doubt?
Of a truth, thou art the Son of God.
May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. I was at Hampton Park last Sunday and just wondering if you shared the feeding of the 5,000 last week. No? No. Okay. Should I then ask you what you did have? Romans, maybe? Or the Old Testament? I think that that every time we begin our sermon from now on, we ask everybody, what happened last week? Okay. Because you might not have heard the gospel read, you might have heard it, but might not be one that was used last week. It was the feeding of the 5,000. And I think that most of us know that story really well. And it was an amazing time. And there were thousands of people there. I don't know how you feel after a really big event, but after a big event these days, I feel pretty tired. And that's exactly what Jesus did after this event. He told the disciples to go out into the boat, around to the other side, while he went to pray. And part of Matthew's reason for including that in the gospel is to speak to us about the importance of us to spend time on the mountain with God. Probably there weren't weather reports like we get these days. And Jesus might have known that there was a big storm coming. Or he might not have known that they were going to end up in a big storm. He joins them just before dawn and walks to them on the water. I'm just wondering if you've ever walked around a boat harbour. There's a really big one at Hastings. Has anybody ever been to Hastings where the big boat harbour is? There's all sorts of, well, there's probably a few hundred boats there. They're all sizes. In fact, if I remember correctly, Jean, they used to have a trailer sailor and the boat used to be at Hastings, moored at Hastings. And the beauty about a trailer sailor is that you can go to the harbour and you can just spend time in the boat and go nowhere. And just have a weekend away in the boat. Some of you might dream about having one of those one day. Have you ever been out in a boat and it's been a scary experience for you? Yes? Hands up if you've been in a boat that's been scary. Yeah? What were some of the feelings that you had if you were scared?
Vomiting,
yes. Hanging on, yes.
Getting wet.
So there's all sorts of things that happen to us when we're out in the boat and especially in the storm. Don't you think that this story in Matthew is a bit strange? Because why would Jesus send the disciples, maybe knowing that there was going to be a storm? Why might they have got such a fright on the boat when they actually saw Jesus walking on the water and thought that he was a ghost? I love that bit. Because I don't know what a ghost looks like. I don't know if there's anybody here that can tell me what a ghost looks like. Has anybody here ever seen a ghost? No. Hillary, you've seen a ghost? And was it scary? No. Most people I know that have an experience, it's not scary. We need to think about that too. While they're scared, they hear the voice. And the voice says, take courage, take heart. It is I, fear not. And of course, Peter's the one who says, Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water. Now, that's an interesting thing for him to say. You've heard me quote Willimon before. His commentaries are just really, really good. He says in his commentary, an interesting statement. Lord, I know it's you if you command me to do something ridiculous, outrageous, and surprising. Don't you think that's a strange thing? If it is really you, then ask me to come and join you. I don't know if you've ever had an invitation to go walk on the water. I haven't. So we need to think about what might be happening in this. Jesus says to him, come. And he actually starts walking on the water, just like we saw in that clip, walks towards him and then becomes aware of the storm and the thunder. And he's beginning to sink, and he says, Lord, save me. I love this bit, because immediately Jesus reaches out his hand, catches him, and he got him back into the boat. So, you know, if you think about the story, maybe he was able with Jesus to walk on the water back into the boat. So what is it that Jesus is capable of helping us to do? When they get back in the boat, the wind ceased, and those in the boat worshipped him, saying, truly you are the Son of God. And they worshipped him. And that is the response when we can recognize that Jesus has reached out his hand to all of us, to all of us. That it's all okay for us to say to Jesus, save me, save me. And Jesus takes us by the hand. So what does this story then have to do with us? Does Jesus lead us into a storm sometimes? And having led us into a storm invites us to take risks. When have you ever been afraid to do something yourselves? Have you avoided it? Have you postponed it? Or hid from it? Don't we prefer sometimes to all be sitting in the boat like you can in the harbour and just sit in the boat, have a really nice time, and you don't even have to go out in the water and you can go back home? You've heard the saying sometimes, we don't want to rock the boat. Have you heard that saying before? None of us want to rock the boat. Amazing how much you can do in a stationary boat. You don't actually have to go out into the sea at all. You see, one of the reasons that Matthew tells this story is because he is saying a word to the early church. He is likening this story to the church as it was growing. You know, when we had this story in St. Andrew's at Berwick, hands up if you've ever been to the Uniting Church at St. Andrew's in Berwick. Then, if you've looked at the ceiling, you'll have been able to see that if the ceiling came down and you turned it, it was a boat. It was a big boat. And if you've been overseas, you'll see that lots of other churches have a ceiling in it that look like a boat. The church in Matthew's day was also being persecuted and they were having a pretty tough time. I wonder what this gospel reading is saying to the church presently. It's a real challenge in this reading for us. If what Matthew is doing is likening the boat experience to an experience of a church. Are we willing to go out in a storm? You know, we agreed that we would go into the Casey Cardinia regional mission area. None of us really know at this point what that might mean. And I guess in lots of ways the presbytery is asking us to take a risk, to maybe go into the storm, not knowing where we might be travelling, but God does. That's a really hard thing to do, to go into something that you're not quite sure about. And what Matthew is trying to say, that if the church is willing to do that, and the Uniting Church has always said it's the church that's willing to take the risk. But you can't take a risk if you're happy to sit in the harbour. You can only take a risk if the boat goes out into the water, into the deep. That's always risky. But the best thing is that if we do and we fail, like Peter going down into the water, it's okay. Because Jesus is always going to be there to reach out his hand and say, it's okay. Take me by the hand. We'll try something new. We'll try something different. But we can also liken the world and the community in which we live to the boat. And we've shared about that in the past. We've shared about how tough it is for people at the moment. And how might the church be able to give the good news of the gospel, to say, hey, there is someone who reaches out his hand who will save us. It's always hard to talk about being saved, isn't it? That opportunity is there for each one of us. Sometimes we just need to take the plunge. Be willing to go out into the deep. Because I don't know about you, but nothing that I've experienced in my life is ever smooth sailing. But if we're really all in the same boat together, rowing or sailing into God's future together, take the risk, even if you feel safer putting on a life jacket or taking an extra set of clothes, even if we need all to hang on to each other for support. It doesn't matter. Because it doesn't matter what we do, that hand is there forever. We only need to reach out and take it. To God be the glory forever and ever. Amen.